A small group leader sits with a grieving man named Leonard. His wife died 8 months ago. Someone in the group says, "At least she is with the Lord. You should be thankful." The sentence was meant to comfort him, but Leonard looked down and stopped talking. Christian leaders need to understand this. True gratitude never requires denial. Christian gratitude is not pretending pain is small. It is not skipping grief. It is not asking people to smile while their hearts are breaking. Biblical gratitude can sit beside biblical lament. The Psalms teach us this. Again and again, God's people cry out. How long? They name sorrow, betrayal, fear, loneliness, and injustice before God. Lament is not unbelief. Lament is faith refusing to take pain anywhere else but to God. Gratitude without denial says, this hurts, and God is still present. It says, I do not thank God for evil, but I thank God that evil is not sovereign. It says, I can grieve honestly and still hold resurrection hope. Ministry Sciences observes that emotional suppression often does not produce healing. People need safe places to name pain, grief, anger, and loss. Trauma-informed care also warns against minimizing or rushing people through suffering. The Bible already gives this wisdom. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Notice the order. We do not force rejoicing onto those who are weeping. We weep with them. The gospel gives us something deeper than emotional validation. The gospel gives honest hope. Jesus entered suffering. Jesus wept. Jesus died. Jesus rose. Because of Christ, grief is real, but grief is not final. A leader might say, Leonard, I am so sorry. We do believe your wife is with the Lord, and we also know you miss her deeply. Would it be helpful to talk about what you are carrying today? What helps is presence. What harms is pressure. What helps is saying, tell me what hurts. What harms is saying, look on the bright side. Christian gratitude discernment helps leaders hold grace and truth together. We can help someone notice one grace without denying one wound. We can invite gratitude without silencing lament. We can hold hope without making grief feel unwelcome. The ministry takeaway is simple. Never use gratitude to close a person's heart. Use gratitude with permission and tenderness to help the heart open before God.